Six stages covering 72 competitive kilometres on the outskirts of Letterkenny and Stranorlar lie in wait on day one of the Donegal International Rally. Similar to last year, Trenta, Letterleague and Corridui will be run twice with the service area on the Neil T. Blaney Road in Letterkenny. First into stage one will be defending champions Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett in their Subaru Impreza S12B. In their first year in the car in 2016, they were seen as an outside bet, but it's definitely not that case this time around. Manus says they'll be fighting hard to hold on to their crown.
When you have that title, especially the title of Donegal International Rally Champions, you're not going to give it up too handy. And I mean, I know from our point of view, like, we would love to experience that feeling that we felt last year. I mean, the excitement of it, I suppose, with it being a half a second of a margin, but, you know, the excitement of the whole rally, the excitement of the comeback, I mean, you know, we're not just going to hand it over to anybody too easy. And, you know, we've prepared very well, and that's what we've been preparing for. You know, if we go out and give our best and we're beat on the weekend, we'll walk away happy enough men. But, you know, if we go out and we don't give it our best, and, you know, we don't perform to the standards that we feel we can, then we'll be disappointed. And that's what we're trying to avoid. So, yeah. Please God, that'll all come to pass.
Manus Kelly will be followed on the road by former winners Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in another Subaru, the Fiesta of Declan and Brian Boyle, who won in 2014, and the Focus of Donna Kelly and Connor Foley, who are still looking for their first Donegal International win. Tarmac Championship leaders Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson head the R5 entries in their Fiesta. They'll be chased down by the likes of Alistair Fisher, Robert Barrable, Josh Moffat and Donegal's Joseph McGonigal. The national rally battle will be just as intense. The first escort on the road will be former winner Gary McPhillips. The pressure will be on from the word go for the likes of Jonathan Pringle, Damien Gallagher, Kevin Eaves, Gary Kiernan, Brian Brogan, Damien Torrish and Declan Gallagher. Just a handful of the names that will be battling for the modified win. Scotland's David Bogie won in 2016. He's not in the county to race this weekend, opting to go to Belgium instead. But here's David's take on what is needed to win the national in Donegal.
You know, it's a three-day rally, three long, hard days. And, you know, first of all, you've obviously got to pace yourself to last those 3 days. But, you know, the national entry year after year is just unbelievable. And you'll always get guys that are going quick on the Friday. But, you know, you've got to maintain that pace for the 3 days. So, you know, it is a real test of man and machine. And, you know, for the modified guys, you know, the battle is immense.
Away from the head of the field, the rest will be battling it out for class honours in the international and national rallies, while some are just hoping to make it to the finish on Sunday evening. You can follow all the action from the Donegal International Rally with Highland Radio, on air and online at highlandradio.com, in association with Pulse Venue Letterkenny. The first car, that's Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett Subaru, is due on Special Stage 1 Trenta at 12:50 this afternoon.